So let's do this. Let's call this meeting to order. It's 10:01, and we'll call the meeting of the Police and Fire Disability Committee together. And with that, we'll have roll call, please. Mr. Lanza.
I'm here, Dick.
And so is Dick Santos. We appreciate all that. Orders of the day, everything is okay. We go to the consent calendar. Before we go to the consent calendar, is there any public input? We'd be glad to listen to anybody who got any calls. Staff, do we have anybody that wants to talk to us?
I see no hands.
Go ahead, Michelle.
I was going to confirm, I do not see any raised hands.
Thank you. And I want to point out, too, I've been on the phone lately with Michelle. She's been really working extra, doing all kinds of stuff for us. So we really appreciate that very much. We'll go to the have a motion to accept the consent calendar.
I move to approve the, I'm reading it, the consent calendar.
Okay, it's approval of the minutes of November 7th. Is there a motion?
So moved, consent calendar approved.
And there's a second by Santos. All in favor, Drew Lanza.
Aye. Yep, I vote aye, Dick.
Yes, got you. Okay, we'll go right into our busy work. We have an application for a service-connected disability for a Ken Allen firefighter paramedic, San Jose Fire Department, request for a service-connected disability retirement effective April 16th, 2022, with 10.6 years of service. And with that, we'll go right to Russ Rocchetta.
Stacy's off today, so I'll read the executive summary into the record. The applicant's name is Ken Allen. His classification was firefighter paramedic. He's represented by Todd Johnson. His date of birth is December 25, 1997. He's applying for a service-connected disability retirement with respect to brain/sinus, psyche, neck, back. He was hired August 9, 2009 and compiled 10.06 years of service. His disability retirement application was received on April 22nd, 2021. His current work status is disability leave. He is not yet separated from employment. And his status at the time of application was also disability leave. His permanent work restrictions with respect to his neck and back, his permanent work restrictions are no heavy lifting, no repetitive lifting or bending in conjunction with twisting, pushing, and pulling, as noted in his essential functions. With respect to his brain/sinus condition, his permanent work restrictions are no working at heights or on peaked roofs, no climbing of ladders, no engaging in fire suppression duties. With respect to his psyche, the permanent work restriction is inability to handle undue emotional stress going on emergency calls or handling life-threatening situations. And with respect to accommodation, the fire department cannot accommodate Mr. Allen's work restrictions. Chair Santos, would you like me to go over my recommendation?
I sure would, Russ. Thank you.
I recommend that Mr. Allen's application amount to a recommendation by this committee to the Board of Administration. He has significant work restrictions that the department cannot accommodate, even if we only look at his neck and back. And as to that, we have a June 10th, 2022 IME report by orthopedic surgeon Donald Pompan, who reviewed the work restrictions, reviewed the lumbar spine condition and his neck condition, and concluded that as to his lumbar spine condition, Mr. Allen was incapacitated. And I've already read the work permanent work restrictions with respect to his lumbar spine. And with respect to service connection, Dr. Pompan itemized the incidents that occurred on the job, which included lifting heavy patients and also Dr. Pompan noted that Mr. Allen unfortunately had lumbar degenerative disc disease. So Dr. Pompan concluded that in this context, Mr. Allen's employment as a firefighter contributed in a real and measurable way to his lumbar incapacity. And as a footnote by Russ, at the bare minimum, given the existence of his lumbar degenerative disc disease, the two incidents that occurred on the job at the minimum aggravated, in other words, permanently worsened his lumbar spine incapacity. Those are all the comments I have.
Well, thank you for that thorough comments, Russ. And before we go to Drew, let's hear from the attorney or the applicant, Mr. Johnson.
So Mr. Allen is a longtime firefighter that developed a very particular sinus cancer, and that's the reason for the brain and sinus disability. So both the agreed medical examiner in the workers' compensation case and the IME find that the sinus cancer was caused by his years of service as a firefighter. When you add in the lumbar spine injury, he had two specific incidents that disable him as a firefighter. I think, you know, all the evidence is clear that he qualifies. So I think the record speaks for itself, so I don't have any further comments.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Trustee Drew Lanza.
Yeah, I would echo your comments, Mr. Johnson and Russ. This is open shot. Dick, I will vote that we move to approve this disability pending your comments.
There's a motion by Trustee Lanza to grant a service-connected disability for firefighter paramedic Ken Allen. I will second that. Roll call, please.
I vote aye, Dick.
Drew is aye, and Santos is yes. With that, is Mr. Allen on the virtual meeting?
Yeah, he is.
I am, sir.
Oh, well, good morning to you, Ken Allen. It's sorry to hear what happened to you. When I hear the word cancer, of course, it just makes me very ill to know that you have to go through this plus all the other things. But we want to thank you for your service and I wish you nothing but the best. Would you like to address us, sir?
Well, first, let me thank you for that. I appreciate that. Secondly, just so you know, since my two battles with cancer, I've started the San Jose Firefighter Cancer Foundation. So we will be hopefully putting an end to the epidemic of firefighters with cancer, or at least lessening our firefighters, and so they don't have to go through this ordeal. And I really appreciate it for you giving me the chance to speak, and for allowing me to continue on this career path to at least help people in need in the future.
There's no question that service with you comes first, and doing that with the other firefighters who may be going with you going through, we sure hope they don't. But I know you can be a helpful. And with that, for you and your family, we wish you nothing but the best and thank you for your service. This will go in the consent calendar at our next meeting in March. So if you want to attend, of course you can, but it's not necessary. The best to you.
Thank you very much and thank you all.
Okay, thank you. Well, now we have Martin Wallace, Police Sergeant, San Jose Police Department, request for a service-connected disability retirement effective March 2nd. 2023 with 17.18 years of service. Russ Raketa, go ahead, please.
I will read the executive summary into the record. The applicant is Martin Wallace. His job classification is police sergeant. He's not represented by counsel. His date of birth is April 23rd, 1968. He is applying for a service-connected disability with respect to his neck, his lower back, his right knee, and his left knee. His date of hire was December 18, 2005. He has compiled 16.72 years of service. His disability retirement application was received by staff on January 20th, 2022. His current work status is modified duty. He is not separated from employment. His status at the time of that he submitted his disability application was disability leave of absence. He has 10 permanent work restrictions. Number one, standing and walking, frequent, periodic to repetitive, including but not limited to concrete, asphalt, linoleum, tile, mud, dirt, or grass. sitting, frequent, periodic, to prolonged surfaces, a padded vehicle seat or cushioned office chair. With respect to kneeling, crouching, squatting, infrequent to occasional or periodic, including but not limited to concrete, asphalt, linoleum, tile, mud, dirt, or grass. Crawling, limited to infrequent, duration, repetitive. With respect to climbing and balancing, occasional, periodic to repetitive, including stairs and ladders. Pushing and pulling, frequent, periodic to repetitive, defined for the upper extremities, but in Dr. Ishizui's opinion, likely to also involve lower extremities and lower back, twisting, rotating at the waist occasionally, performed while completing described job duties, bending at the waist, occasional, periodic in a forward direction up to a 90 degree angle, lifting, carrying, infrequent, over 20 pounds and up to a maximum of 100 pounds, distance varying over surfaces, performed when approaching suspects, removing items and debris at emergency situations of varying shapes, sizes, and weights, depending on the type or call responded to, continuous, periodic, or employed up till 40 pounds, varying over surfaces, description, wears a uniform, bulletproof vest, utility belt with a firearm, baton, handcuffs, radio, flashlight, etc. Number 10, a prohibition, permanent work restriction of not apprehending combative arrest suspects. The police department cannot accommodate Sergeant Wallace's work restrictions.
Thank you, Russ. Appreciate that. Sergeant Wallace, are you available?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to address us?
Yes, actually, with these work restrictions, I'm unable to perform my duty due to severe neck pain and also severe back pain and knee pain. In addition to that, I have tennis elbow, which is chronic. I didn't list that on the application, and I've been actually experiencing this pain since 2014, 2015, but it's elevated over the past 3 years.
Okay, Sergeant Wallace, thank you very much. Trustee Drew Lonzo.
So this file was a little confusing. I'm going to move to approve Dick, but let me go through the record so this is recorded because it was a bit confusing. So we have a checklist with six boxes. Let's take them one time. Does the applicant have service-connected injury or incapacity which has led to this application? 100% yes, very clear from the record. Did the injury or incapacity occur while the applicant was a member of this plan? Crystal clear, 100% yes. Does the applicant have work restrictions due to incapacity? 100% crystal clear from the record, yes. Do we have a department member stating that these work restrictions prevent the applicant from performing the regular duties? 100% got the memo. And does that memo also state there's no available alternative work? 100% yes. That leaves the sixth criteria, the one that was not clear, and that is he permanent stationary? Is he MMI, is he maximally medically improved? Would have been really nice if Ishizui had said yes or no, but if you read Ishizui's preliminary report and his secondary report, it doesn't say. So we fall back, actually reached out to Russ last night because he had read this. It falls back to us, as Russ said, well, we're not stupid. So the record to me is crystal clear that he's had this for some time. He's pursued every course to get this better, and it really it's gotten somewhat better, but he's not back to 100%, Dick. So I would check the sixth box. Is he permanent stationary? Is he maximum medically improved? I would say the record's crystal clear, yes. So based on all six boxes being checked, Dick, I vote that we approve this application.
Thank you, Drew. There's a motion by Drew Lanza to support a service-connected disability for Sergeant Martin Wallace. I will second that. Roll call, please.
I vote aye, Dick.
Drew Lanza votes aye, and Santos votes yes. Mr. Wallace, would you like to address this?
Yes, sir. Thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity to meet with you all. And I'd like to thank you all for your time and your support. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your service. It's a real shame that it had to come to an abrupt end. But, police work and firefighter work is, as you know, very dangerous and very tough today. It's not getting any better. And there's no question the San Jose PD is trying to get more officers. We hope our politicians will come through. But in the meantime, you guys are doing a heck of a job out there. So the best to you. I hope you have a great and safe retirement.
Thank you, sir.
With that, that'll go on the consent calendar. You don't have to appear if you don't want to. If you do, you can. But we're still on virtual meetings until April. Before I go to anything else, is there any comments from anybody? We thank you all. Any proposed agenda items? There's none. Russ, again, thank you for your double duty today. Any public comments? Before we adjourn, make sure we know the next Disability Committee meeting will meet on March 13th, and our next board meeting is March the 2nd. It's a virtual meeting. So with that, we thank everybody, and we are adjourned.